Well, hello there. I see that you're ready and waiting for me. Let me explain how this is going to work. I'm going to tell you what to do, and you're going to do it. No exceptions. If you plan on simply listening to my voice while you get yourself off, then turn off this audio right now and go wash some dishes or something. Yeah. That's how it's going to be. I will be obeyed. I promise to start off nice and slow, for those of you who aren't used to doing as you're told. Even a strong, determined lady like yourself sometimes desires to be ordered about. So rest assured, with me, you can experience these fantasies. After you finish listening to this audio, you can go back to being whatever you were before. But right now, you are mine. To start things off on the proper foot, I want you to repeat after me. Not in your head. I want to be able to hear you. Got it? Good. Repeat after me. I will obey Mr. X. I will do whatever Mr. X tells me to. My will is not my own. I will obey. Good. Now, I want you to get ready for our session. I don't care what you're wearing. Your clothes will be coming off soon enough. Here's a list of things to gather from your house or wherever you might be staying. First, go get a pair of nipple clamps. Clothespins or something similar will do as well. Then, I want you to go get out your dildo. I don't care if it vibrates or not. Just get it out and lay it on your bed. If you are one of those good little girls who doesn't own a dildo, then simply look around your home for something shaped like a dick. Hurry up. I don't have all day. Now that you're back with those supplies, I want you to lay them out on the bed, where you can get to them when I tell you. Now close and lock your bedroom door. I don't want anyone to disturb us while we play. I can see you. Standing there in the middle of your room, ready and willing to do what I command. First, I want you to strip for me, but slowly, sensuously. Slip out of your shirt. Now kick off your shoes and socks and stretch those lovely feet of yours. Then peel off the skirt or pants you're currently wearing. Then reach up and remove anything that might be holding your hair in place. I just love a woman with flowing locks of hair, cascading all around her face. Now remove your bra. Set your lovely breasts free from their prison. And finally, I want you to slowly slip your panties down your long legs, all the way to the floor. There. Now you're ready to play for me. I want you to crawl onto your bed, face down, letting your breasts rub against the soft fabric beneath. Just lay there for a moment. Rest each of your arms down next to your sides. This is the way I like to see you. Naked. Lying on your stomach, exposed. Doesn't this make you feel just wonderful? Now, I want you to use your hands to massage and rub your breasts against the fabric of the bed below. Use your delicate fingers to knead the sensitive flesh of your tits, making small circles with your nipples on the bed. Are they beginning to harden? Does this arouse you? Now, I want both of your hands to start traveling downward toward that area of your body that fills the dreams of men. Your pussy. As your hands reach your nether lips, I want you to caress all around those puffy lips. You can spread your legs if you need to, but remain face down on the bed. Slowly stroke all around your mound, teasing your flesh with those little fingers. Now, you can begin to move a little closer to your pleasure center. You can stroke your pussy lips, your labia, tenderly, lovingly. Are you enjoying yourself? You see how pleasurable it is when you follow my commands? Now I want you to really start rubbing yourself. Faster and harder, hitting those little spots that bring the most pleasure to you. Slip a finger inside your moist cunt and really make yourself horny. Are you getting close? Is a climax heading your way? Good. I like it when you obey me. Now stop. Pull your hands away from your pussy and turn over onto your back. It's not time to end our little game just yet. Remember those nipple clamps I had you get? Reach over and pick them up. Carefully place one of them on your left nipple. Do it slowly, since you're just a beginner. Now, I want you to put on the other one. Place it carefully on your right nipple and make sure it's got a good bite. Don't your breasts look great with those clamps attached at the tip? You've been a good girl so far. Just make sure you keep following my instructions. I promise to return your free will at the end of this audio. Now, I want you to slip a finger inside your vagina. Just one. That's it. Now pull it back out. Bring it up close to your face. Doesn't it look great? All slick with your juices? Smell it. Take a couple deep breaths. Let that glorious scent fill your nasal passages. Now taste it. You heard me. Put that finger in your mouth and taste it. Lick your nectar from that finger. Now you know why men enjoy eating out little ladies like yourself. Is your finger clean? Good. Now take hold of both nipple clamps and gently pull them away from your body. Not hard enough that they come off, just enough pressure that you can feel the tugging. Now remove them. Take them off of your nipples completely. Can you feel the blood rushing back into them? Do they tingle a little bit? Now put the clamps back on. Yep, that's what I said. I want both of them back on the tips of your tits right now. Good girl. Now for some real fun. Spread those long legs for me and pick up that dildo I had you get earlier. I want you to use that pretty mouth of yours to prepare that dildo for your cunt. Get it nice and wet so that impaling yourself on it will be a pleasurable experience. Good. It looks like you have some talent in that particular area. Place the tip of the cock at the entrance of your pussy. Rub the tip slowly across your engorged labia. It looks like you're really worked up. Maybe I need to make you tease yourself a little more. Is that what I should do? Slowly insert the dildo into your cunt. Feel yourself being stretched open by the penetration. You look like you're enjoying yourself. In and out. In and out. In and out. In and out. Now keep up that rhythm, using nice, full strokes. All the way in and all the way out. Use your other hand to pleasure your little clit. Rub it or tweak it. Stimulate it like only you know how to do. Can you feel your muscles squeezing down each time you thrust that dildo inside of yourself? A little faster now. Have you found your G-spot yet? And remember to keep pleasuring your clit with your other hand. I can hear your breathing. It's becoming a little ragged, like you're in the midst of a workout. Are you working yourself out down there? Are you fucking yourself with that big dildo? Good girl. Keep yourself on the edge for a bit. I want you to wait for my command to orgasm. I bet you would love to hear those words from my lips right now. Keep impaling yourself on that cock, but don't come until I tell you to. This is not tease and denial. This is learning to follow the instructions of another, allowing your most intimate act to be orchestrated by someone you have never seen. My, my. You really are a good little girl. Are you ready to come? Are you ready to hear those words? Orgasm now. Don't stop rubbing your clit, and don't stop fucking yourself with that dildo. I want you to keep going. Keep plunging away with that cock. I know how sensitive a pussy becomes after an orgasm, but I want you to keep going. Have you lost count yet? Are they coming too fast to keep track of? Is your body refusing to obey? Too exhausted and sated with erotic pleasure to continue? That's all right. Seeing you lying there on the bed, gasping for breath. Exhausted beyond words is what I wanted all along. Good girl. Just breathe deeply and take some time to recover from our playtime. After that, you can regain control over yourself. You can return to being who you are and go back to doing whatever you need to do. I have enjoyed watching you obey my words and look forward to our next playtime together. This has been A Man Called X. I hope you enjoyed my story. Any feedback would be very much appreciated. You can email me at amancalledx@yahoo.com. Until next time.